This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he covers the LSU Tigers for SI.com, Zach Nagy. Zach, before we start getting into questions, I got to tell you this. I had a package delivered to me this morning, so, you know, I hobbled my way to the door, and he starts telling me, man, I listened to the coverage, draft coverage. Man, y'all did a super job, everything. He said, man, you know who I really like? Man, that Zach guy that y'all have on talking about LSU. I was like, hey, every once in a while, the old pops get one good. And so, man, he paid you a lot of great compliments, and, man, we're thrilled to have you back on with us.
Absolutely, Mike. I appreciate you and the kind words as always. It's always a good time talking LSU ball. We're in the midst of a spot right now. You got some transfer portal buzz, recruiting trails going off right now, baseball, et cetera. It's a good time to talk LSU, and it's best to talk with you, of course.
I'll throw it one at a time to you, the transfer defensive lineman they brought in, and then I'll ask you about the big recruit yesterday. Now, getting the commitment from him is one thing. Hopefully they get a signature on there, because we all know about that verbal commitment stuff. It ain't worth the piece of paper that it's written on, and there is none. So tell us a little bit about the transfer defensive tackle LSU was able to bring in.
Yeah, so LSU kind of – we know that they were hitting this portal window, and they were going to be quote-unquote quiet. That was Brian Kelly's terminology that he used when he talked about the spring portal window. And the goal was to ultimately not have anybody enter the portal. You see one defensive lineman depart, but in return, you come in and you get a South Florida defensive lineman in Bernard Gooden. And this is a guy who's the number one available player in the portal, Mike. This is a player who is kind of undersized in a way, 6'1", 280, going to get the Baton Rouge this summer and put on some substantial size and be a nice depth piece for this team. Your defensive front is sensational. Your edge rushers are super talented. But Bernard Gooden is a guy who's going to come in and play the interior slot. And he'll work behind guys like Dominic McKinley, Ahmad Bro, Sean Washington, Sadir Mitchell. He's a good piece that has tremendous upside. And I'm intrigued to see how Kyle Williams throws him into the mix. So a player who has experience at the Power 4 level, we'll see what happens next. But ultimately a player who can come in and make a splash, an upside pick for sure.
Getting the cornerback from Los Angeles yesterday as a verbal commitment. And man, his list of schools, you're talking about USC, Ohio State, Alabama, you can go down the list. That's a big catch for Corey Raymond and LSU. Now, again, you got to be able to land him in December and get his name on that kind of contract with LSU. But your thoughts on LSU, which had whiffed on a lot of these big-time corners, but yet the last 2 years with Corey Raymond there, they've been able to land these big-time corners.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a testament to the recruiting efforts of Corey Raymond and trying to bring back that DBU culture in Baton Rouge. Obviously, he helped instill that about a decade ago, and now he's trying to bring it back. And it starts with guys like DJ Pickett. You have Aiden Anding coming in this summer. You have a bunch of transfers that came in, and now you've got to build for the future, and it starts with a guy like Haven Finney Jr., the commitment that they got on Monday afternoon. And this is your prototypical Corey Raymond cornerback, 6'3", 170, 175, a long, tall, lanky player who really covers a tremendous amount of ground with his big strides. So this is a player that they're excited about. And to what you said, of course, it's a commitment now. We're still early. It's late April, and you got to continue to work and push on the recruiting scene to get him to put pen to paper in December, of course. But nonetheless, to get this commitment right now is a testament to the recruiting efforts of Corey Raymond. He's a guy who's really locked down on the recruiting trail. He's a guru. And to go out and get a player from California is big time. We know that their recruiting realm is the Louisiana spot. There's so much talent in the Bayou State. You take as many as you can. But to go out and get a guy from California and to steal him, like you said, from the likes of USC, the hometown team, and then in Ohio State, et cetera, he had the who's who of college football battling it out for his services. And for LSU to get the commitment this early in the game, it's a big one, Mike. So excited to see how they continue to keep their foot on the gas for him. But it all comes down to December, of course, when they put pen to paper. Haven Finney Jr. is a guy that they obviously want in this class, and they'll continue to battle it out down the stretch.
Throwing it now to baseball, man, what an ending. Early Saturday morning, you know, when Bear Pops went out the park. Scott Sanders, we had him on yesterday. He was like, I think the ball might have just landed. Because when you heard that ball come off that bat, you knew one thing, it was out of there. And, you know, there's no love loss between LSU and Tennessee. And, you know, with Coach V, I'll give him credit. He's become the new Steve Spurrier of coaching in the SEC, baseball style, so to speak. If you got him, you love him. If you go up against him, you dislike him in a high manner. But to win 2 out of 3 against the Volunteers, that was big for the Tigers this weekend.
Yeah, and that's obviously putting it lightly, Mike. You're looking at the last two national champions. You're looking at two powerhouse programs on the baseball scene. And to go back and forth in Alex Box like that over a 3-game series was sensational. Coming back and battling back in the bottom of the ninth on Friday night. I mean, my goodness, one of the best half innings of baseball I've seen in a really, really long time. And to cap it off with a Jared Jones bomb, like you said, I might have just seen that ball come down. I mean, he hit just absolute leather off of that one. So an exciting game in game one. Game two, you struggled a little bit. But to bounce back in game three and come out and have Derek Curiel shine, Cason Evans, to be led by two true freshmen out there on the diamond. I mean, it speaks volumes once again. And I talked about Corey Raymond's recruiting efforts, of course, on the football side of things. But the recruiting efforts of Jay Johnson, I mean, he just continues to go out and get high-level player, high-caliber player, year in, year out. And now you see two true freshmen come out in arguably the biggest series of the season against a top-5 opponent. You see Cason Evans on the mound, struggle early, battle back, really handle his business against a top-5 team. Derek Curiel, I mean, there's not much more you can say about Derek Curiel. I mean, this is the SEC Freshman of the Year. He's playing like it every single weekend, had his best weekend of the year against the biggest opponent of the year. So, nonetheless, just a great series all around. Loved what I saw from the youngsters. Obviously, Jared Jones, your savvy veteran, really coming up when you needed him on Friday night. A great team. They're continuing to hit their stride. I'm excited to see what happens kind of down the line here.
Zach, I wanted to actually get your thoughts. I'm glad you brought up Cason Evans, because listening to Jay talk after Sunday's victory, where they run rural Tennessee 12-2, you take the series, everyone's high spirits. Chris Blair had asked him about Cason and kind of moving him to that Sunday starter role for the first time. That was his first start of his collegiate career, by the way. So I'll put, you know, the two runs in the first inning past him, because he put up 5 blanks right after that. He was fantastic against a really good Tennessee offense. But, you know, the idea of potentially moving him to that Sunday role, he mentioned that at some point Cason Evans is going to be a Friday night guy at LSU, and you can just see the talent that oozes off this kid's arm. But just how he did when in his first collegiate start, and what his projection is moving forward, because he's been such a vital bullpen piece for this team, but maybe he will be that third starter for the Tigers.
Yeah, Charlie, I mean, you're spot on there. This is a guy in Cason Evans who's young, and he needed to settle in. You got to put those first two innings behind him and just see the product overall. I love looking at the big picture. And when you look at the big picture of Cason Evans on Sunday afternoon, I mean, he was just absolutely dominant down the stretch when you needed him. So fantastic player. And you saw what Jay Johnson said after the game. Other than his wife, Maureen, Cason Evans and Zach Cowan are two of the most important people in his life. So he obviously thinks extremely highly of Cason Evans. And just him being a true freshman, I mean, he's just scratching the surface, Charlie. This is a guy who has just tremendous potential. You continue to let him evolve in Baton Rouge and the sky's the limit. Jay Johnson alluded to that by saying that he will be a Friday night starter by the time he leaves Baton Rouge. So a guy who, like I said, just scratching the surface, the sky's the limit. Really, really excited to see him continue to evolve. Fantastic first start of his career. But once again, I mean, it's going to get scary for a guy like Case, and he is a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete.
Zach, size up this weekend series against A&M. Now, they got their nose rubbed in it this week, past weekend. Texas sweeps them out and their former coach. But, you know, people say, well, they're going to come in a bad mood. Well, a lot of times you lose three straight like that, it kind of tests your confidence a little bit. And now you play in LSU. So your thoughts on kind of how you would size up this matchup between LSU and A&M this coming weekend?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there. LSU obviously dropped a midweek matchup last week, came into the weekend series against Tennessee with a fire underneath them. You come in and you battle back in game one on Friday night. So obviously when you lose, you want to be more passionate. You want to come out with more fire. We'll see Texas A&M do that after getting swept. I think you're going to have another challenging series. Obviously, it hasn't been a year that the Aggies have wanted to this point, but it's the SEC, Mike. Every single weekend, every single opponent is fierce. Every single one has the opportunity to come out and win a series. It doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom. Everybody is so competitive this year. It's fantastic. There's so much parity in the league right now. So I think when it comes to Jay Johnson and the rest of the staff, you have to come out and put the rankings, and you can't overlook anybody. You got to put it behind you is what I'm trying to say. So excited to see how they do that. Start off with Cade Anderson on game one and see how he starts to get the series cruising and rolling out here. But you can't overlook your opponent. There's too much parity in the league. I think the Aggies are coming off of a challenging series. Got to watch out for them because they're going to come out with a fire lit underneath them.
Zach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about the NFL draft and some of the LSU players that got selected, and just start right off the bat with Will Campbell going fourth overall. It was the worst kept secret in the pre-draft process. Everyone knew who the top three were going to be, but Will Campbell was always kind of locked in to be the Patriots' fit at left tackle and be the blindside blocker for Drake May's future. But hearing Mike Vrabel's comments about him got me fired up, and, you know, doing reports on him for the week. You know, he said that it was an easy, easy pick, and it just felt like if you put Will Campbell and Mike Vrabel in the same room together, they're just going to instantly become like best friends.
Yeah, they are. And there's so much passion between both of them. I mean, having the opportunity to talk to Will over the last couple of years, just one of the most serious, disciplined players that I've ever been around. He is so passionate about the game of football. And you got to see a little taste of that after he got drafted when he was up on stage, just basically saying that he's going to die for Drake May, his new quarterback. And then once he obviously got to New England, he was talking about how he's a quarterback guy. You can ask any of the players that he's been around, whether it's Jaden Daniels, Garrett Nussmeier, he's going to live and die on that field and do anything he can to protect his quarterback. So seeing him go to the next level and be the number four pick in the draft, like you said, one of the worst kept secrets of all time, but nonetheless, a fantastic spot for him. Love where Will's going over there in New England. I think it presents a tremendous opportunity. You see guys like Mason Taylor go in the second round. I'm excited to see what happens with him in the future. Tremendous ball player who's just scratching the surface himself. So LSU was well represented in the NFL draft. A lot of guys have tremendous opportunities to take that step in year one. Really intrigued to watch it play out for a lot of talented former Tigers.
Zach, everybody asked me the same thing. You got four offensive linemen drafted. How come we struggled running the football?
$1 million question, huh, Mike? I mean, you sit back and you look at the run schemes that they might have run that didn't quite pan out the way that they wanted to, maybe some complexity that didn't pan out, and I'll keep emphasizing didn't pan out because obviously it was a challenge, but nonetheless, four starters getting drafted is a tremendous feat. Kind of sit back and make you scratch your head, right? Why they struggle so much in the run game? $1 million question, and there's a reason why a lot of those guys get paid the big bucks, and it's not me.
And it's the first time since 1947 that LSU's had four offensive linemen selected in one draft class. And I didn't cover that draft class either. So, Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your insight. Keep up the great work.
Of course, Mike. I appreciate you and Charlie. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks so much, Zach Nagy. He does a great job covering the LSU Tigers, if it's baseball, basketball, football. And lucky to have him here on the Big 870 WWL.